Everybody say weo.
Weo.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
How's it going, y'all?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, so tired these days. I don't even do anything. I'm just, like, exhausted by, what time is it? 5?
Not even, but, like, I feel like I'm never rested. No matter how much I sleep or how much caffeine I have, I'm, like, constantly in a fog.
Shout out to the foggy girls.
Hey!
Oh, guys, we haven't recorded in, like, a week. What's been going on? Well, my hair is red. This is Melanie. if you didn't know. We do sound very similar, I think, so maybe people don't know. What else? Well, where's my freaking stimmy? That's what I want to know. I mean the one that Daddy Biden said we're gonna get.
Yeah, I know. I want it too. God damn it.
I wanna buy stuff. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, not really. But...
Yeah, I wanna have more money in my account. Thank you.
Yeah, money, please.
Yeah, pay for all the like mental deterioration that has been caused by, you know, having to stay home for a whole year almost.
I can't believe it. Like, I'm gonna look back on my, like, do you ever look at your archive on Instagram and, like, see what you posted a year ago? It's like, it's gonna be me, like, just drinking fucking White Claws and Trulies at 2 p.m. every day.
I looked at my archive today and I was like, I wonder what I was doing. And I was not posting. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It was like something from like 2 years ago.
What was it? Like, oh, okay. February 8th. So like, I feel like the Oscars were almost a year ago and then shit went downhill. But at least we have the Super Bowl, am I right, everyone?
I am so shocked that they're like, you know what? 25,000 people is okay. That's safe. No.
I mean, I think I'm going to assume that all people got a negative COVID test.
Yeah.
But still, like, why didn't y'all take all the money and the money that it costs to make commercials and save small businesses? I don't understand. But whatever. We have to have our fucking Budweiser commercials, am I right?
So fucking stupid. Did you watch any of it? I did not.
I started, like, some of it, and then I don't know if you saw my story. I was like, drink every time there's a COVID-related commercial. It's like, I refuse to acknowledge that this is our new normal. So yeah. I'm just not going to. I simply don't.
It's bullshit. I'm sick of it. And even, like, well, we talked about This Is Us, and in the beginning of the new season, they're implementing masks, and, like, in the beginning of that season was, like, this time last year, you know, when COVID was first starting to be a thing, and I was like, let's not incorporate COVID into TV shows or anything like that right now, and there was nothing on last night, so Adam and I were watching America's Funniest Videos, and there was a segment called, like, socially distant, blah, blah. Fuck no. Fuck no.
That's horrible.
I don't want to be in this universe anymore. I'm ready for the aliens to come get me.
Was that last night? I turned to Seth and I was like, dude. Oh, I remember. Because there's this person on TikTok that's claiming to be a time traveler. But I was, like, looking at their older videos and they said, like, Trump. Like, tomorrow Trump is going to win his second, like, term. And I was like, okay, well, you're wrong. And they said that the Chiefs were going to win the Super Bowl and they didn't. So, it's not real. But anyways, I was talking to Seth. I was like, I 100% believe that, like, time travel is a thing. And, like, there's time travelers, like, probably, like, in this year being like, oh, I want to go back to, like, when that COVID thing happened. And then, like, I was talking about, like, do you think I've ever met an alien? What if aliens can take human form and, like, you have met one? It's so scary to think about. Because did you see that girl's TikTok where she was like, this is about the time I hooked up with an alien?
Yes!
And everyone's like, I believe her.
I know. She was so fucking serious. Like, after I see, like, videos like that, I always end up, like, stalking and seeing what else that they've posted. But I think that's so funny. And that is not the first TikTok that I saw about somebody hooking up with an alien. So, I don't know. It's got to be true.
I mean, it's really scary. Anyways, back to the COVID being in our shows. I need everyone to watch Welcome to Plathville.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Okay, let me tell everyone what it's about. First off, I got a Health Aid kombucha watermelon, and I just took my first sip, and it is so good. Holy shit. Ooh. Everyone try it. Let me take another one. It tastes like a watermelon Jolly Rancher. Mm. Ooh, delightful.
Delicious.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so Welcome to Plathville is about this family, the Plath family. They live in Cairo, which I'm like, isn't it pronounced Cairo? Cairo, Georgia. It's like a really small town. And they have like 9 kids and they're all like really blonde. So it's really scary. Anyways, the parents are like so strict, like no social media, no cell phones, no sugar, no, like they're all homeschooled. They can't watch TV, like really religious and all that stuff. And the older kids are like rebelling now. Long story short, the second season is like during COVID, so there's like masks and stuff. But it is the most like real reality show I've seen in a while. Like, it is so good. And the last episode is like oldest son standing up to his dad and they almost get in a fist fight. Spoiler alert. But it's so good. Everyone needs to watch it. It is like, you're so fascinated. Like, why did these people sign up for this show? But it's like obviously for the money. So I recommend it. The first season's on Hulu, and then the second season I watched on the TLC app.
Sick. Yeah, I saw you post about it, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
You have to watch with Adam, because, like, I showed Seth, and he was like, we have to watch more episodes. We have to watch all of them. It's really good. Yeah. If you like yeah. 90 Day Fiancé.
I've never seen 90 Day Fiancé, but I feel like I would be into it. Oh,
you have to watch it. I'll give you the season to watch. Wait, what are you drinking? Looks interesting.
Well, it's just a black cherry sparkling water from Whole Foods.
No big deal.
So, it's not. Yeah, it's pretty good, though. I think you would hate this, but I really like their ginger-flavored sparkling water.
I think maybe I would like it. Does it have, like, lemon in it, perhaps?
No, but no. You can put some lemon in it. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it, but I'm just, like, a gingery lover.
Yeah, I do love ginger. I love to eat it with my sushi. I didn't know, like, ginger was, like, a palate cleanser, so I just always, like, put it on the piece of sushi.
It works, though. Have you used it as a palate cleanser?
It cleanses your fucking palate, I'll tell you what.
Didn't you have some really attractive looking sushi recently?
Yes. Oh my God. It's from this place in Ventura after I got my titty tat. It's all vegan. They have like, you know, like the standard like junk food burgers and all that stuff. But then they have like all this vegan sushi. Oh, it just makes me so happy when I'm eating something like that because I'm like, this is literally plants. Like it is. So exciting to eat things and you're like, I'm not hurting anything. Sorry. Oh, there they go talking about their veganism. Vegans. Oh my God.
Yeah, I feel the same.
I just saw this TikTok. It was like, veganism is to liberal as keto is to conservative. And people in the comments were like, because keto lacks any scientific like background and vegans are actually doing something for a cause.
Oh my fucking God. Holy shit. Dude, if I never heard about keto ever again, I would be so happy.
Like, listen, people. I tried keto before I was vegan, which is so weird. I think I've maybe talked about this again. I don't ever remember anything I talk about on the podcast. It's just so weird to be like, I'm eating bacon and eggs every day. This is good for my health. Like, of course it's like food. It's like sustaining you and stuff. But it's just like, it's such a restrictive diet that like, I ended up like, just being like, fuck this, give me bread. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't believe this is an anti-diet podcast. This is a big pro. Time. Eat things that are good and fuel your body and like, that you like, you know?
Eat what you want and don't be a dick.
Yeah. Period. Anyway, so, titty pics, am I right?
Speaking of dicks.
Yes. Today, thought we'd talk about sexting news. Do we have any scandals? Are our nudes floating out there? You can leave that in. That was Melanie's acid bubble, everyone.
Start us off. Let's be honest. You never like posted nudes to the internet.
No, I didn't because I was so scared. I never sent nudes until like I started dating Seth. I sent like tasteful, like remember like hand bras, like the whole because I was like, oh my god, like my YouTube career, like what if like something happens and like I don't know. And also, like, I hated my body, like, so I didn't want nudes out there and then, like, them getting leaked and then people, like, making fun of me. So
I think I started I started posting nudes on the internet when I had Tumblr. I mean, it was never anything more than, like, my naked tits. Like, there was no vagina or naked butt. Because I'm like,
adding the word naked before is just so funny. Like, my naked tits, my naked butt, my naked pussy. My naked butt.
No fucking way. Because, yeah. Like, I was like, ooh, boobs. I'm sure someone's like, vagina. Can you hear the keyboard? Vagina. Yeah. But I would never be like, I want to see this person's vagina so fucking bad. You know what I mean? Or like, I want to see this person's ass crack so bad. No, I want to see some boobs. I mean, maybe I want to see somebody's butt, but I wouldn't want to see my butt. I don't really like my butt very much. I'm self-conscious about the size of my butt crack. It's very short.
Okay, well, now I have to see. So please send me a picture later.
I'll send you a picture. I was like,
what is it, like, really long? And then you're like, it's really short. No,
it's really short. Oh, my God. Sometimes we have, like, a full-length mirror in our bedroom, and sometimes I'll, like, catch a glimpse of my butt, and I'm in shock because it's shorter than what I remember. And I'm like, Adam, what the fuck?
It's getting shorter and shorter.
It's so short.
Oh, my God.
And I've talked about it with friends before, too. And I'm like, I have a short butt crack. And they don't believe me until I show them.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I don't even know what to picture.
You're going to be scared. You're going to be like, is that an ass crack for ants?
Title of the episode. Oh, my God. Yeah, oh my God. I'm definitely a tits man for sure.
Yeah, me too. Love a good tit. Although, I don't know. I don't know about you, but I look at everybody's butt. Not even a sexual way. I'm always looking at someone's butt. I don't know.
A big butt on a man. Because I'm just like,
Adam has a big butt.
How about he pretend to whisper? No. I'm just like, yeah, Seth's butt is like pretty perky too. And I'm always like looking at like, I'll pop in the shower and I'm like, that is cute. Like, a cute man butt, because some are atrocious. Like, I would never look into it. Look into it? I don't know what I'm fucking saying. Spread it.
Ew. Let me see that
man's asshole. No. That's uncharted territory. Mm-mm. I'm not going anywhere near that.
I don't want that.
The dingleberries.
Yeah. Ew. Adam and I have been watching this show on Hulu. It's Tattoo Fixers Extreme. So it's a tattoo show that takes place in the UK, and these tattoo artists cover these really awful tattoos that are like really funny, but a lot of them are on dudes' butts. So you see a bunch of asses on this show and they're all pimply and hairy, which is fine, but I'm like, this is so much to like be on TV, and it's like in 4K.
UK TV.
That's insane.
So wait, have you seen that show where they start it from the bottom up and they lift? These people are standing like in a tube kind of, and they're naked. And you have to, I don't know what the premise is, I forgot, but, like, you see all these, like, dicks and vaginas and butts and tits, and you're just like, how am I watching this right now?
That is insane. I know, they don't fucking censor anything, and, yeah, there have been, like, I mean, not the whole vagina, but you definitely see, like, you don't see the vulva, but you see, like, the pubic area on this show, and I'm like... Whoa, that is insane. Yeah,
that's crazy.
America can never.
They can barely show side boob. Yeah. Pussies. Yeah. Do you remember the website Is Anyone Up?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so sick. Yeah. That guy went to jail, right? Like, he did something weird. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so if you don't know, Is Anyone Up was this horrible website where people would, it's like revenge porn, and like people would get nudes and then like put them on the website and be like, this is this person, they live here. And it was just horrible. And then something happened with the guy. But yeah, have your nudes ever been leaked, or did you just post them?
No, because I never posted nudes really until like after I graduated high school. So I was a legal adult, and if anybody, I don't think anyone from high school saw them unless like they followed my Tumblr. They don't exist anymore on my Tumblr, so please don't go looking for them, you fucking weirdos. But yeah, so I just looked up Is Anyone Up, and I actually do think that I have seen people from maybe like my hometown got their nudes leaked on there, which is awful. Horrible. I mean, like, it's illegal to do that. What I'm seeing is anybody up, or Is Anyone Up was shut down by the owner who sold his domain to anti-bullying group Bullyville.com. Okay. So that's good.
Yeah.
If that's true.
Also about revenge porn and nudes being leaked, I know we all get so excited when a celebrity's nudes get leaked, but that is so fucked to like, oh, I can't imagine like being a famous person and having your fucking nudes leaked. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, Pete Wentz, Hayley Williams. Do you remember that?
I think I remember Pete Wentz.
Somebody like leaked a topless picture of Hayley Williams, and yeah, Pete Wentz's wiener.
Wiener. I remember I saw Drake Bell's wiener. I think that got leaked.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, so I was always scared of nudes, but now I'm just like, send Seth a picture when I get out of the shower. I'm like, hey. Because I know that bitch won't listen. But yeah. Sexting, however...
Oh my god.
Mrs. Virgin over here. Yeah. I was a pro obsessed.
Oh my god. Of course.
Yeah, I used to talk to so many dudes, and like I would definitely like talk really flirty, but like I didn't like sex until like Billy or whatever. God, he's like in every fucking episode. Hey, shout out.
Hey, that's me.
So yeah. That was a thing, even though God, are we just getting sexual in this episode, I guess? I had never, like, I remember being like, I will never give a blowjob. Like, that is just so gross. Like, I could never. And then you just do it.
Yeah.
And it is gross. Yeah.
I know. It is gross. And you know what? Are we going to be TMI? Because I have TMJ. So that's a bad equation for me.
Yeah.
Do you really?
It's popping.
Dude, I went to like rub my face like on my shoulder to scratch it the other day, and my jaw popped like crazy, and I was in so much pain. I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, TMJ is scary because you can't like get rid of it.
I know, and it hurts.
It's
so
scary
bad.
Too. Like, you don't like ever want to open your mouth like really wide. And then when you do and you get obsessed with popping it because you're like, maybe I can fix it. Oh, I hate that. So I'll just, like, do all these exercises.
Make it worse. Sometimes when I chew gum for too long, my jaw is just, like...
We should make a shirt.
It's fucked.
That says, girls with TMJ rise up.
Yeah. Girls with TMJ club.
Oh, my God. I also have really good ideas for, like, phone cases and stuff. So we can talk about that later. Like, social media things. Like, I saw this one girl. She had a phone. She's selling a phone case that says, like, turn your notifications off. And, like, we could just, like, make fun ones like that. Anyways, back to the show.
Back to the sex.
And I remember, like, when Seth and I hadn't met. And because, like, we had never talked about anything sexual. And then one night I was like, I gotta figure this out because we're about to meet and I don't know what's gonna happen. I remember like one night I was just like, so like, what's the farthest you've gone? And he was like, I've had sex before, blah blah blah. And I was like, whoa, no way. We basically just like, in a weird way, like decided like what we were gonna do like before we met. And I was like, well, I gotta establish this before we meet, because you can't just be like,
oh yeah,
what if I turn around and his pants were down on his ankles? I'd be like, oh, this is so unexpected. Anyways, what about your sexting life?
I think I had a lot of sexting experiences, but not with Adam, I don't think. I don't know. I think at that point I was like over it, and I'm like, ah, we like probably before I visited Portland for the first time, like probably talked about having sex, but where I was never like, I am going to
asterisk.
You're gonna asterisk look at me right in the boobs. Asterisk
takes off your pants and stares at your huge member.
Ew. I wink at it and I go. Blah, blah, blah,
oh,
to
it's
balls.
Like our sexting stories of catfish with Neve.
Oh. shrimp scampi. Yeah, this is right after my ex and I broke up. Some dude was being thirsty with me and wanted to have Skype sex. And I was telling Melanie about it because we were like, what the fuck? And at that point, I did not have feelings for this person and I knew he was scummy. And I was like, Melanie was like, you should pretend to like have Skype sex with him. And I was like, okay. And she was like writing to me on Skype the whole time. And I'm just like laughing so much when I'm like videoing with this guy. And I'm like, I'm not actually doing anything. And it was weird. And I was like, ew, I hate this, but it was really funny. We did it for the lulls, you know.
I just feel like you have to be like, in my like, for me personally, I have to be like so comfortable with the person to like actually even do that, like, and like have fun with it, like it, like,
yeah,
I don't know, like the people that can just do it, I'm like, how do you do it? It's so awkward, like you're on a screen. I get it, you have to do what you gotta do for long distance especially. That's all I have to say about that.
I want to hear from, I still really want to speak with somebody who's a sex worker if they wanted to talk about their experience with stuff like this online for their job, because I bet it's really interesting to do. And yeah, so if you're a sex worker and you want to like talk with
us, I want to know.
Hit us up.
I really want to sell things on OnlyFans.
Do you really?
I mean, people pay good ass money for hosiery, and I'm a flight attendant. I have to fucking wear fucking nylons all the time.
That is something that I have never thought about.
Mm-hmm.
That is very interesting.
You want to know something sick?
Yeah.
This one girl she wore a pair of underwear for a month. So just think of how disgusting you would feel.
Stinky.
Like, even after, like if you wear a pair all day and then you wake up in the same pair, you're like, I gotta change this. Anyways, she sold it for $10,000.
That I commend.
I know. I don't know if I could do it.
I don't know if I could do that either, but for $10,000, maybe.
Yeah, I would.
Do you have to wear, did she wear all day?
I think so.
Ooh, stinky. But someone is like into that.
What's that TikTok? It's like, stanky fishy, itching and burning,
I was thinking about that TikTok the other day because I was like thinking about when I first made a TikTok and I was like, I couldn't remember what that song was, and then I remembered it the other day, so it's really funny though. Yeah. Itching and burning, itching and burning, itching and burning. Do you remember Snapchat and people would send unsolicited nudes on there?
Dude, wait. I wonder if I've told my nudes, the unsolicited nude story on here. Well, I'll say it now. One time I was just in high school. Well, maybe. I don't know. High school or just graduated. And this person from Stickam texted me a dick pic. And I was like, didn't say anything. I think I've said this story. Oh, well, I'll keep talking. And he said, what do you think? And I said, that's a wiener. And he said, yeah, it's mine. And I said, yeah, I didn't think you would send somebody else's. Who the fuck sends unsolicited nudes?
I don't know, but people still do it. I think people who have OnlyFans and stuff, because their job is sexual, that people think that because they're posting online sexually that they're consenting to receive the same like media. So I think people who have OnlyFans, or I don't really know if people still do the stuff on Patreon, but they'll get unsolicited nudes, and it's like, ew, weirdo.
Oh, we have to talk to somebody on OnlyFans.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend's brother. He's how old? He's like 19, and I've known him for like a while. So like when he was in high school, he was like always on Snapchat. And I was like, what do y'all do on Snapchat? He's like, people just, like, send nudes. Like, you'll be sitting at, like, the lunch tables and someone will just send a girl's nude around. And I'm like, oh, every day. This podcast is, thank my lucky fucking stars. I didn't have social media in high school. I don't count MySpace as social media because it was completely different. But
that's just a part of life.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Like, I got a Twitter when I was, like, 18. Like, I can't imagine having Snapchat, dude. I hate Snapchat. Anyways, but y'all knew that.
Yeah. Scary.
Scary.
People are gross. I hate it. Do you feel like you would post nudes now? Okay, pretend that Tumblr was, like, a website that we used now. Do you feel like that you would feel compelled to, like, post nudes on Tumblr or, like, have an Instagram where you post, like, more risque pictures?
I feel like I would definitely have an OnlyFans if I was single. Because I've talked to Seth about it, and I'm like, what are your thoughts? He's like, listen, if you're going to do OnlyFans, we're making sex tapes together. I was like, you want to go hardcore.
Like, I'm down.
You want to go hardcore than me just selling feet pictures. But yeah, like.
Yeah, he's like, let's spit the profit. Yeah,
like, I definitely think, like, if there's a market for your fucking hot bod and face, post them shits. Get the money and, like, post pictures that you feel good in. I don't know if I would post them just because. Because, you know, like, your body is, like, you. Like, if someone talks shit about it, it's like, I want to die. I want to die. Yeah. But yeah, yeah, I'm full supporter of posting nudes. What about you?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think because, like, I don't really see myself as, like, well, when I did post them, I felt like people really thought I was hot and, like, wanted to see me. And they're like, ooh. And now I don't fucking care if anyone thinks that, like, I'm sexually attractive. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think what I did was for validation then, which is totally fine. And if people do that for validation, great. But, like, I don't fucking care if, like, men think I'm hot or anything, you know? I feel like I like when girls tell me I'm pretty, like, even in, like, a platonic friend way, because I'm like, that's really cool. But that doesn't even happen that often either, because I'm not like, here's me, you know? But yeah, I mean, maybe, like, if I was, like, I don't know, maybe if I was single.
Yeah. It all depends on your status.
Yeah, I think because I've been, like, so far removed from being single. It's been such a long time that it's, like, I have no idea how I would feel if I was actually, like, single or, I don't know. But it's, like, okay, well, I don't care if anyone thinks I'm hot, so probably not. But I think if I did want to have, like, feel good in my body, sure. But it's just not, like, a priority of mine right now. I'd rather someone be like, oh, cool, yeah, art.
Exactly. You know? So, I just thought about how I can't imagine dating right now. Like, I feel like it's gotten so hard, even though, like, you've been with Adam for 7 years, right? And then I've been with Seth for, like, five or something. And so much has changed in that little time. It's like, oh, I hear horror stories. I'm like, I can't. I'm too tired even thinking about it. Like, the apps. Mm-mm. I mean, you guys know. I was on the apps. They fucking suck. So I don't even know. And then fucking COVID. Like, how would you fucking meet people?
I don't know. I want to hear about somebody who goes on Zoom dates. Because I hear that people do that. And it's like, that feels so awkward. Like, I feel like I got to barf. Like, thinking about having a Zoom date with somebody who I've never met before. Yeah. You know?
I think,
like,
my friend had a FaceTime date. And they, like, she was like, yeah, he was cool. And then, like, he sent her this crazy text, like, 2 weeks ago or something. He was like, wow, next time you just, like, friend zone someone, like, just make sure, blah, blah, blah. I thought you were so cool. She sent me the text. She's like, we've spoken once.
I feel like if Adam and I broke up, I would just never date anyone again. And I would love living by myself and just being never able to do whatever the fuck I want.
I told this to someone the other day. I was like, if Seth and I ever got a divorce, I would never get married again. I would just be like, peace.
Yeah. Peace out.
Peace out. Van life with me and my dog. Just kidding. I could never fucking live in a van. I get it. It's fun and cute and quirky. And I would like a van on the side that I could, like, drive around America, like, for fun. But I could not live in a van. I'm sorry. I couldn't.
Mm-mm. Me neither. I love the idea of it. And they're so cute. But, like, imagine having to deal with the plumbing. Like, you have to deal with your own poop, probably. I mean, I don't know how it works.
I can't even drive my fucking Kia Soul without having an anxiety attack. I can't imagine driving a van.
Dude. No joke.
Anyways, this is a shorty, I think.
Shorty is like a melody.
In mine.
Oh.
What?
I do have to say something really funny. So in my group chat, shouts out, I think maybe only one of you listened to the podcast, but
shout out.
My friend, I don't think they would mind if I said, my friend Sid was talking about a dating app, probably Tinder, and they sent a screenshot of them flipping through the pictures in this one dude's profile, and it's just like these pictures of this dude who's like just the most average looking guy. And then they stop on a boomerang, and it's a shadow of this guy's erect penis just, like, boing, boing.
On a dating app? It was a dating app? How is that allowed on a dating app?
I don't know. I don't know. I wonder if Tinder in Canada, because they're in Canada, is different from America. Kind of like how you can show all this ass in the UK. I have no fucking clue.
Ass and tits.
I know.
Oh,
isn't that wild, though?
That's kind of funny, though. Like, I'd be like, you're kind of funny.
I know. I'd be like, what the fuck? To choose to do a boomerang of a shadow of your wiener, just like boingy boing, is like, there is nothing sexy about it.
Yeah, no. It's funny, but it's not sexy.
It is funny. It is funny. It kind of grossed me out, though. I mean,
I want to see you send
it. I'll send it to you. You'll be like, what the fuck?
Your homework is to send me a picture of your small ass crack and a boomerang of a dick.
Dude, you're going to be like, what the fuck? My ass crack is like this long, for real.
I'll post it, everyone, on our Instagram.
Oh, good. Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh, well, we haven't released our sober episode, but thank you for your support, probably.
Yeah, I think you guys will like it. I hope you guys don't think we're, like, prudes for being sober, because do whatever the fuck you want, but I think being sober is really cool. If you choose to drink, please do it responsibly, and be careful with substances.
They'll creep That's up it. On ya.
Yeah. Yeah, scary shit.
You see that thing? I know you did because I think you responded, but it was like 10-year-old me. You're a stinky poo-poo head if you do drugs and alcohol. It was like me at 20. Side eye emoji.
Yeah, like, ooh.
Yikes. That was literally me, like my dad being an alcoholic, and I'm like, that alcohol is literally scary. And now I'm like, whoops.
Yeah, me and Dare being like, I'll never do drugs. And then also me, like, as an adult, I think I'm scared of drugs. But
dude, I forgot to tell you, I smoked weed, like, a week and a half ago. Uh-huh. I think I'm, like, immune to weed. Like, literally nothing happens to me. But also, I have never tried to get fucking toasty roasty on it. So me and Amanda will do an episode when we can finally be together. And maybe we could get high.
Let's get high. I think that would be really funny. I actually, so my favorite donut place here, which is all vegan, it's dough. If you've never had dough and you're in Portland, you're stupid. Go get some. Mm-hmm. They have this donut flavor. They switch up their flavors every month or 2 months. But this one is a brownie batter donut with a CBD truffle.
Oof.
And I know that I really like CBD. I know that some people think that it's a placebo, but I go into these things with no expectations, and I'm like, I think this won't get me high or whatever, or not like high, but like I won't feel anything from this. But that made me loopy doopy spoopy. I was soup. My brain was like, what the fuck? But it was so fun, and now I just want to like have CBD all the time.
I need to fucking try it, dude.
You should. I really like it. It definitely makes my brain feel like hot jello, but in a fun way. That's like, okay, we're having fun.
Yeah, not like scary.
You're relaxed. just, yeah, not like, I'm sad, but like, wee, I can take a nap.
I love that. comment, we should do an episode soon where we read your horror stories of like dating, drama, whatever, not specifically. What's the word I'm thinking? I don't know. From the internet, but it doesn't have to be from the internet. Send us your stories. We love to read them.
Yeah. Shoot us an email. Since DM is, I don't really check the DMs.
You can send us a, yeah, you can send us a DM, or our email is theinternetmademedoitpod@gmail.com.
Yeah. It's fun when you guys tell us shit because we love to laugh.
Yeah. And join our Discord. Dirt.
Yeah, join our Discord. I love you, Discord babies. You're my favorite.
Discordians.
Dorks.
Dork.
I don't know.
Bye. Love you.
I love you. Unless you're mean to me, then fuck
you. Yeah, fuck you. Get out and go to therapy, bitch.
Find someone your own size to pick
on. Yeah, I already have a small ass crack. I can't handle much more. I'll be studying my ass crack in the mirror now.
Smell you guys later. Bye.